It's E-Commerce Minute, your weekly dose of e-commerce, tech, and retail news with your hosts, John Suter, Bart Meraz, and Brittany Blackman. The E-Commerce Minute is a production of Sumo Heavy, a digital commerce consulting firm in Brooklyn, New York, and Philadelphia. Find us on the web at sumoheavy.com.
It's the E-Commerce Minute, episode 783.
These are top stories in e-commerce, tech, and retail for the week of February 8th, 2021. Jeff Bezos will step down as Amazon's CEO. Amazon has announced that its founder and CEO, Jeff Bezos, would resign as CEO 27 years after starting the company. He will now assume the role of executive chair and will be passing the baton to longtime colleague, Andy Jassy. Many of us know Amazon's origin story all too well. Bezos was a former hedge fund guy who drove from New York City to Seattle with his wife, Mackenzie, in 1994 to bet it all on an online book business. Amazon launched on July 16, 1995 from Bezos' garage as a website that sold only books. Bezos had a vision for the company's explosive growth and e-commerce domination. In the first month of launch, Amazon had already sold books to people in 50 states and in 45 different countries. Jeff can confidently walk away from the little business that he started. Amazon is currently valued at $1.17 trillion with a T, and its stock price is around $3,300. The company employs over 2.2 million people, and the company is so ubiquitous in our culture that over 82% of Americans are Prime subscribers. As for Jeff's successor, Andy Jassy is a Harvard business grad and joined Amazon in 1997 and became Jeff's technical advisor, similar to a chief of staff by the early 2000s. He started Amazon Web Services with a team of 57 people in 2003 and turned it into a division that contributed 60% of Amazon's profits in 2020. Jassy, currently the CEO of Amazon's Web Services, is a core believer in Bezos' business philosophies and a longtime veteran of the company, having run the cloud division for nearly two decades. His promotion highlights the importance of cloud computing to the biggest tech titans that now play vital roles in powering the entire internet. In the case of AWS, that includes everything from Netflix and Spotify to the Central Intelligence Agency and the Democratic National Committee. Within the highest and middle ranks of Amazon, several workers describe Jassy as a good cop. Colleagues in the Amazon Web Services division praised his track record, and engineers seemed pleased to have a longtime colleague take Bezos' place. As for what Bezos will do for his next act, he plans to focus on important Amazon initiatives. In addition to projects like Blue Origin, his rocket company, and the Washington Post, Mr. Bezos, who was worth some $200 billion with a B, may also dive more deeply into philanthropy like other tech founders like Bill Gates, who switched from CEO to chairman in 2000, the year he formed the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Best of luck, Jeff Bezos. Thoughts and prayers, Bart?
Well, yeah, thoughts and prayers? Nah. I mean, this is not going to happen till June or July when their year is over, because they have a fiscal year. I think it ends in July, whatever that is.
Right.
So one. Two, he's still running stuff. He's going to be involved. He's going to be a chairman. He's going to be heavily involved. It's not really that hard.
Sure. Go ahead.
But he wants to do other things. Like, he has a space program. Like, he has the money to do a lot of good things. So it's going to be there, you know, but he doesn't want to be involved in the day-to-day. Plus, if you think about it, he doesn't want to sit in front of Congress for days and days doing that. That's not, you know, he's old. Like, it makes sense, right? Who, you know, Gates stepped off at some point. This was, you know, Bezos' time to do it. Jobs would probably, if he was still alive, I would bet you he would step away a little bit and let Tim do it, you know, from Apple. Tim Apple. But, you know, on the other side of it, the new guy, I mean, in reality, you kind of can tell where this is going. First of all, Andy has been with the company forever, and he's responsible for Amazon Web Services, which is, you know, 62% of their profit, basically, and he runs all of it. So you kind of can see where it's going. Plus, he's been there forever. They didn't bring an outsider. They brought somebody that was internal. They've worked together forever. So nothing really changes. It's just somebody else is going to handle the day-to-day things.
Yeah, I think the one thing that's going to change, the prediction has always been that AWS would spin off into its own thing. But I think now that Andy's going to be sitting in front of Congress answering questions, I think that's not
going to happen. No, so two things, it won't. He always said he doesn't want to. And this just kind of solidifies it completely, that it just won't.
Who said that, Bezos or Jassy?
Jassy is always, and so did Bezos. I mean, they never, like, this is makes sense. Jassy, like, you put the guy who started it on top of it. Why would you spin that out if he's the CEO? He's
no, I was just thinking for the antitrust stuff, not that they want to.
Yeah, I mean, that's a hard one, right? Like, the antitrust on that is, I think that's hard because if you think about it, how are you spinning off? Like spinning stuff off of Facebook is different, you know, because it's communications, community and stuff like that. When it comes to this, I mean, it's part of like, that's their pipeline, right? It's their plumbing basically for all they do. So how you spin that off? You can't. Like it's part of what they do, which was really, really weird.
That's a good point. I hadn't heard it laid out like that. That's a very good point.
Yeah. I mean, Facebook, if you look at Facebook, I mean, everything they do is about community and communication, right? Whereas this is like, okay, well, it's a store. It's, I mean, you could spin it off, but what's better? I mean, I guess PayPal did that at some point, right? Because they have payments and eBay did that when they had all these companies. I don't know. I feel like it's going to be, spinning it off would be interesting, but I don't know. Having Andy at top now is, I think that's going to keep it.
So speaking of the executive suite, I heard a stat the other day that the top tech companies, their average turnover is about 20%. Can you guess what Amazon's executive suite turnover is?
It's very low.
It's 2%.
Yep.
2% versus the average, I think, is 15 or 20%. So that's pretty remarkable. So that speaks a lot to the culture. And you could say, oh, well, these guys are waiting to vest or whatever, but not everybody's been there 25 years. So
no. It speaks
a lot to the culture.
Yeah. I mean, Andy had a chance to run other things. I think he was being tapped for Uber at some point, but he stayed. He's like, why would I want to go anywhere else if I'm comfortable here? It's like, it's like IBM, right? Once you're like old school IBM, once you're there, you're there. You're there for life.
So, yeah, because the challenges still remain. And it also, when you're at that, you know, I guess when you're at that level, you also can pick your own, you can pick your own challenges. You can pick your own things to work on, which is a nice feeling. You know, it's not like, oh, I get stuck doing this for 5 years and then I have to switch over to this. It's like, no, you know what? I think I'm going to start this or I'm going to work on this thing here today. That type of freedom is worth a lot, I think. I mean, you know, when you get at these levels of executive suite stuff, this is, we're not even talking about compensation anymore. We're talking about like, just what do you want to work on? We already know you're getting paid enough, but what do you want to work on? And I think that's real important. Mm-hmm. So talking about some of the innovations that Amazon has done, there's a long list. The one remarkable one we always talked about was the one-click patent. They said at one time that was responsible for 5% of their business, I believe. That patent has expired. But do you remember when that was like a big deal?
It was, because none of us could actually use it. You would have to actually pay for it.
We would actually have to pay for it. And then what happened, because we do a lot of work with Magento, I recall something happening where it was suddenly we're allowed to use that. Am I recalling?
Yeah, it expired. As soon as it expired.
The patent expired, right?
Yeah, everybody started using it. But if you notice, you no longer have a buy like one-click button anymore if you're buying things, especially if you have multiple ship like places that you want to ship to.
Yeah.
It actually asked you for where you're shipping. I mean, it's two clicks. But also, like, if you think about it, Shopify has a built-in, Magento has a built-in, like all these things, because patent ran out. But they had it for, what's patent, 7 years? 7 years of you know, I think one or two companies actually paid for it, but that was it.
And they paid a lot for it, I recall.
Yeah. It was a lot of money.
So we talked about some of the great things that Amazon and Jeff Bezos has done. Let's talk about the big flop, the Fire Phone. You remember the Fire Phone?
Oh, jeez. Yes. I never seen one.
I've never seen one in the wild. It's just like you. I've never seen one in the wild. I never knew anyone that had one. They came and went so fast that there wasn't even enough time to write jokes about it. They wound up with $170 million write-off for this little Fire Phone, which goes to show you, you know, like they do a lot of experimental things. They're like Google. They're just like, throw it up on the wall. If it doesn't work, shut it down. And it's great to have that kind of luxury. It's sad that you know, if you're working, like, I just got tapped to work on the Fire Phone team. Guess what? I'm out of a job. You know?
Do you remember Zune? I mean, come on.
Yeah, the Zune, like all the Microsoft stuff, like even Microsoft Phone, like Ballmer totally dropped the ball on that.
Well, you know who really, I know. Media. Yeah, I'm going to get a little tangent. You know who really dropped the ball? The guy who started BlackBerry.
Oh, yeah.
He did not believe that a phone should have all this computing power. It should have just been for email.
Yeah.
He really,
it should have the clickety clackety buttons, man.
Yeah.
I sometimes miss the clickety clackety buttons.
True.
We can go through some of the other highlights of the Amazon career. AWS, of course, launching Prime. Wasn't it 2005? $79 a year. And now it's up to, I just got the bill today, $126. I'm still paying for it. 2008, they bought Audible for $300 million with an M. 2009, they acquired Zappos. 2012, acquired Kiva Systems for $775 million. That's more of a fulfillment play there. People don't know who Kiva is. But 2014, as we said, the first and last smartphone. 2014, they also bought Twitch Interactive for $970 million. Wow, that was that long ago. And finally, 2015, our friend, the lady in the tube, the Echo, and all the other related devices. What do you see for the future of Amazon? I see voice being obviously a big part of that. AWS obviously being a core of their business. But what do you see on the fringes, Bart? You see anything, any predictions?
I think just delivery. I mean, their actual logistics and delivery is going to be the big one, right? They just bought a whole bunch of new planes.
Yeah.
Thing last year, expansions of the delivery stuff, because you see Amazon trucks everywhere now. I mean, obviously drone deliveries and stuff like that, because they just got access to it. So you're going to see a lot more of those kind of things than anything else.
Yeah, I'll agree with you there. They just bought a bunch of planes, and that's not a big deal. I mean, they bought some really giant planes. Like, they have their own fleet of giant planes now. They have their own airline. And I also read the other day they bought a bunch of hydrogen-powered trucks, so they're getting more into the clean energy thing, which I think is good. Mm-hmm. They are still working on that. I forget what the initiative is called, but they're basically going to help finance if you want to start your own trucking company a la Amazon delivery service. They're working with small owners to do financing for that kind of stuff, which I think is pretty cool. Helping people with some entrepreneurial streak start their own business with Amazon.
I think they're gonna play the sort of the not the UPS game, obviously the UPS, but for big deliveries. But they're gonna try to be the UPS and FedEx combined, right? Because FedEx, you can do local deliveries as a franchise because that's what they do. UPS is fully company owned. FedEx isn't.
Ah, that's a good point. That is a very good point. I hadn't thought of that.
So now you're doing, you know, both at the same time. But like, I don't disagree with from Amazon point of view, where they're like, yeah, we can't rely on, especially you postal service, forget that, you know, cause their last mile delivery no longer works, but also like, you know, UPS and FedEx, like might as well build their own. And if you're going to do it, might as well do it from scratch than, you know, being involved in other things. And they're a tech company. So, you know, how many deliveries, you know, like all those other guys are following that now. Like, I've started getting UPS. Oh, this is where the truck is, you know, pathetic.
Yeah.
But Amazon's been doing that forever.
Yeah. And the people are getting used to that. Of course, when you do it on the postal service, it's like your package is in Parsippany. Your package is in Kentucky. Your package is in Philadelphia. Your package is in Westchester. It's like, please bring it to my house.
Right. And like, you know, and Amazon goes, we're four stops away from you, and they place it nicely and they take a picture for you. And you're like, oh, that's great. You know how many TikTok videos we've seen of the different delivery drivers?
Although,
I got to say, some of them don't know where to place stuff. Like in our building, we have a special package room and locker room, and there's been deliveries from Amazon sometimes just left in like the, by the elevator. And you're like, guys, you need to figure that out.
Oh boy.
Yeah. That happens sometimes.
You know, just grab a box on your way up. just grab a free box on the way up. Could be a box of Clif Bars. Could be some phone cords.
Well, you've been to that, right? We have four big buildings. So we don't, our front desk is not in my building that I live in. It's in a different building, but also down, like you have to go through like maze to figure out where the delivery stuff is. Anyway.
All right. We're going to close this one up. Good luck to Jeff Bezos. His wife, Mackenzie, is busy giving away all of his money. So
I've heard, by the way, let's talk about that really quickly. Did you hear how she's doing it?
She's just writing checks and not
just literally writing checks and sending them out.
People are like, I just got this check.
They just show up. They're like, we don't know who to call.
No strings attached. Here is some money for you. Do good things. I love it. I keep checking my mailbox. Mackenzie, my address is.
I got to say, like, if you're going to do it, that's how you do it.
That's
you
how know? I would do it.
Yep. Whatever.
Like, I like this person. Here's $1 million for your
calls. Right.
$1 million for your calls. All right. We're going to close this one up. That's all for this episode. We'll be back next Friday to break down the week's e-commerce, tech, and retail news. And don't forget our long form podcast, In the Ring, available on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. Until then, we'll see you on the internet next Friday. And I'll leave you with a piece of wisdom. Stay positive, test negative, wear your mask. Bye, guys.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Oh, good to hear from you, Britt.
Well, listen, I was going to interject, but I didn't literally have anything interesting to add. And you guys were shucking and driving so much, I didn't want to.
We were vibing.
You guys were vibing. I was like, I'll let those two.